Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's always a good day when we have a bonus caller. It was about 120, 125 yesterday when Kirk's agent was a damn good agent. Let's just all acknowledge that. Announced that Kirk off to the Atlanta Falcons. $100 million guaranteed, $60 million right away. We call that collar money. And so the Kirk Cousins era is over in Minnesota. Matthew is here, like all of our guests. Matthew is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And if you're paying attention to Purple Insider, you know there's been podcast after podcast, story after story, interview after interview. So if you're paying attention to the Vikings, and about 95% of you are, then Purple Insider is a must. Considering the way it played out, Matthew, is this right for all parties involved? Is it right for Kirk Cousins to say, hey, the money's enormous, Atlanta's got talent, let me start a new part of my career, my last big contract probably, although to doubt Kirk Cousins signing a big contract is fraught with peril. And for the Vikings, Matthew, it's time to say thanks, it was real, you're a great person, we'll miss the Kirko chains, but we need to find a new quarterback. We need to take advantage of the salary benefits of having a rookie quarterback. And also the Atlanta money was just too high for us, that it's really the right move for everyone involved.
Yeah, I think, and in our conversations over the last couple months, really, since Kirk Cousins got hurt, I think we read the room correctly.
Yep.
That
yes.
The Vikings would have liked Kirk Cousins back at a reasonable price, and there was never going to be a reasonable price. And you mentioned it, Mike McCartney, Kirk's agent, what a legend. I mean, just this contract is his Mona Lisa. This is the, hang it in the History Museum in Atlanta. I mean, it is beautiful from his perspective. The NFLPA should really frame it because it is insane. It doesn't make any sense for a guy of his age coming off the injury plus one career playoff win to get $100 million guaranteed. And if the Vikings had done this, I don't even know how I would have talked about it, because it would have just been such nonsense for them to do considering where they were as a roster. And now I can say were, because we saw the fruits of that already yesterday and into today with them going out, rebuilding their defense with three of the top free agents, the day one free agents, and then today saying, you know what, I'll have dessert with that meal and getting Aaron Jones on a nice little 1-year, $7 million contract. Last year, they had to settle for Alexander Mattison as RB1 because they didn't have any money. So you can kind of see how this works, is that the Vikings are filling all these spots and they are looking to the draft for a quarterback. They have their bridge quarterback in Sam Darnold, which is fine, so people can stop performatively freaking out on social media to get attention. Everybody knows that's fine, and he's not going to be the quarterback of the future. So, like, they executed this plan really from start to finish. I mean, they got here. They told us it was going to be a competitive rebuild. They won some games. They took a lot of the roster down, and now they're set up for the next quarterback. And by the way, what they can give that quarterback is the best receiver in the league, a former quarterback coach. Josh McCown now is the quarterback coach. Like, you're giving the next quarterback a great situation. So, and from Atlanta's perspective, that team's good. They're really good. Their roster is pretty stacked. That division is bad. They should take their shot. Like, even though the contract is bat bleep crazy, it makes sense for them to go bat bleep crazy because that's where they're at as a franchise. It's not where the Vikings were at as a franchise.
I saw my former partner, Mr. Barrero, raise this early in the day, and I think it's a great point. Closed circuit to the Vikings media jackals. We need you to get the Vikings best offer and report it. It's an important part of the story. I agree 1,000%. I'm actually surprised something hasn't leaked out yet. I was checking Twitter just before you came on. I don't believe I've seen it yet. Now, it also could be a spun number, but I'm very curious. How curious are you about the Vikings' final offer?
I'd be surprised if we ever get real specifics on that. Maybe it'll be mentioned to somebody, kind of whether they were in the ballpark or not. But one thing I do know is that Kirk's agent, well, we joke about how incredible he is at his job. Also, you mentioned that he tweeted it out, which I wish more agents would just do instead of this bogus game where they give it to two different, quote, insiders. But he, in my experience, has been very first class about these things. So I don't think he's going to run around telling everybody what all the offers were. Maybe the Vikings will tell someone. But I think they would only do it if they wanted to try to look better. Like, remember how the Twins used to be in on every free agent? Is like, wink, wink, sure
correct.
You were. I don't know that the Vikings, I think they look good now. I think as soon as the details of the offer of the contract come out, everybody goes, okay, well, we weren't paying that. I mean, like that. So, it's almost like if you put an offer in on a house for $400,000 and then you find out that someone paid $475,000 and you're like, okay, well, I'm not paying that. I think the Vikings probably weren't close. I mean, this thing has a no trade clause. This is like the Taj Mahal. I mean, it's beautiful, but the Vikings couldn't do that. They would have been insane. So, my guess is that it wasn't particularly close because last year when they negotiated with him, they did not want to go many years out with him. And so if they were only looking for a 1 or 2 year commitment and Atlanta said, oh, no, you're a Falcon for life. I just think it probably didn't come that close.
Matthew Caller from Purple Insiders with us. We're going to keep him for a couple of seconds because the Vikings are such big news. Okay, a little bit on Darnold. I don't want to spend too much time on Darnold. He was very good at USC. High draft choice by the Jets. What a shock. A high draft choice by the Jets, in particular quarterback. Doesn't work out. Were there any moments, whether the Jets, Carolina, I mean, he basically didn't play last year with the 49ers, where you thought, okay, maybe not the number two pick, but he's going to live up to it. And then just on the money, the $10 million, if we accept that's the right number, were there still a number of teams looking for that temporary quarterback? I'm just so sick of Bridge. I just can't say it during this conversation. Because that number, I guess, did surprise me, but I wasn't paying close enough attention to how many people out there also had a genuine interest in Sam Darnold.
Yeah, there was a couple different teams that reported. The Broncos were one of them, probably thinking the same thing as the Vikings. I think Vegas may have been mentioned as well until they got Gardner Minshew. $10 million very likely includes incentives, so let's let that full contract come out before we freak out about it. But also, what's there to freak out about? That's one quarter of Kirk Cousins' contract. I mean, that's what a backup quarterback is going to cost you these days, is somewhere between $5 and $10 million, and he's the upper echelon of that. I mean, he's probably a top three backup quarterback in the league if that ends up being his role. And we saw when you don't have a good backup quarterback what that can look like last year. So I'm sure there's some insurance to that. And also, you know, he did have his moments. Yeah, I mean, the end of, I think it was 2019, he had a really good run, like a really good month with the Jets. But they fired their coach. They brought in Adam Gase. And then 2022, when none of us were paying attention because Carolina had fired Matt Rhule, he went 4-2 down the stretch, and maybe four out of those six games were pretty good that he played. So there has been moments. It hasn't been really atrocious all the time in his career. It just looks like a guy who's probably a very good career backup. But the one thing, it does have to be factored: horrible coaching, terrible weapons, the worst situations possible. I mean, you have to acknowledge that, especially if you're the Vikings, who have a history of using their great receivers to turn around, you know, bad quarterbacks. So it can happen. It has happened in the league before. But I think in the worst case scenario, he's just a quality backup, as he was last year for the team that went to the Super Bowl.
Let's put Mr. Collar on hold, come back and say, who is the next guy? Who is the next guy for the Vikings at quarterback? As the draft is playing out, and we still got a ways to go, to say the least, what would they have to offer to move up? And what does Matthew want to say about all the players the Vikings have added? Plenty still to discuss about the most discussed business in the state, the Minnesota Vikings. Matthew Collar from Purple Insider. Check it out right now. It's well worth it. PurpleInsiderSubstack.com. Check it out. We're back in moments.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm on it right now, purpleinsider.substack.com. Why don't you tell Collar your music theme for the day as we bring Matthew Collar, the man, the CEO, the czar, the man who runs Purple Insider. Tell your guy Collar what the music theme is today.
Yeah, well, it is in part because the theme is starting over, in part because of the Vikings and the decisions made at quarterback. Let's start over. Let's reboot this thing and find something that works.
All right.
Well, there's just a feeling with this fan base right now that, like, the doors have been thrown open. I probably was too aggressive in calling it the shackles taken off, but it just feels like someone has opened the door and a bunch of fresh air just came in. Because was it not a very stale product at this point? For a little while, it was really fun that they would have, like every game would come down to the final moment. You're like, oh, this is really fun season. And then you're like, oh, every game has to cut. Like, against the Arizona Cardinals you have, you know what I mean? So I really feel like the future being wide open, to paraphrase Tom Petty, feel free to use that one, Harrigan. You know, that it has the level of excitement that I haven't seen around here really since 2018.
Go ahead, Dave. What do you want to tell Matthew?
Stay in your lane.
That's what he tells me, too.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Matthew, if I suggest any music, stay in your lane. This is my little fiefdom. Don't make any comments in that area.
It's a small fiefdom, but it's mine, dang it.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay. Most years with quarterbacks available, there's some guy who, he's going to be 24th. Then maybe it's this time of year, it's middle March. Oh, he's going to be 17th. And then we get to April, Matthew. He's like 7th, okay? Do you believe the Vikings can stay at 11 and get the perceived fourth best quarterback in this draft? If we accept it's going Williams and then in some way May Daniels. And
yeah,
seems to be there's more and more that JJ is the fourth guy. Is he sitting there at 11? Because if I had to say today, and you know this better than me, I'm saying no. I don't think he's there.
So there's only really one team that could pick him between number 3 and number 11, and that would be the New York Giants, who do seem a little bit desperate to get rid of Daniel Jones. So that's very possible that they could do it. They could also see him. He's a good athlete, as somebody that Brian Daboll could mold like he did with Josh Allen. So you may have to get above them. But if they are not interested, then all the other teams, now Atlanta's off the board here with Kirk Cousins. The Jets aren't drafting a quarterback. They need somebody right away. The Titans are mixed in there. I mean, those teams are all not looking at quarterbacks. So there is, a distinct possibility that he does get to number 11. But the problem is that the teams around the Vikings are also in the same boat. I mean, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Denver Broncos. I mean, all these teams. So it really comes down to how they feel about some of these guys. Like, do they look at McCarthy worth trading up for? And that's really the big question, is when they evaluate these quarterbacks, how far ahead is McCarthy in their mind? Because if they were to use an additional first-round pick and a second from next year or something to trade up to get McCarthy, and that's the guy that O'Connell believes in more than anybody else, are we going to be mad? I don't think we'd be mad. I think we'd say, all right, he got his guy, and let's see how it goes. That doesn't bother me at all if they were to move up to get the quarterback they want, because they already have so many key pieces on offense in place. You can make a move like that. But if it's close, then you might want to let it play out. Let somebody else go crazy for McCarthy, who I'm not personally crazy about. Of course, if they draft him, I'll think it's a good idea. But, you know, I think there are more questions than it should sound like for a top 10 quarterback. You know, so we don't know. The one thing is very clear. We really don't know. And Will Levis and Malik Willis and all these guys have fooled the draft Knicks before in the past. So this might be the Arizona Cardinals putting stuff out there and hoping that someone trades up. I really don't know how it's going to play out. But my thing has always been, pick whoever Kevin O'Connell wants. That's what you brought him here for. You brought him here to pick his quarterback. So let's see it.
Because primarily signing Grenard. Do I have it right? Is that how I say his last name?
Yep. The Nard Dog, like on The Office.
Yeah. Because they signed the Nard Dog, let's go with that, and the guy with a great name, Andrew Van Ginkle, and the money they've spent and the positioning, okay? And I know Grenard is more a traditional defensive end, and Van Ginkle's a little bit of both. Does this mean it's 100% over for the Vikings and Danielle Hunter?
I think that it is, now, the only way that it wouldn't be is if Danielle Hunter goes out onto the market and he's thinking $25 million, baby, and then it comes back that everybody kind of agreed with the Vikings that that wasn't really the price that he was deserving of. Now, I don't know why. I mean, the guy is incredible.
Yeah.
So I still think that someone's going to come in big. We're only in day two here. The official league year hasn't even started yet, and we're like, how's he still out there? So I still think someone, you know, the Bears or the Texans or Jaguars, someone's going to go nuts and get Hunter. And it was pretty clear when you draft two edge rushers, outside linebacker types that are great fits for Brian Flores, they're exactly his type of player, that it's probably over for Danielle Hunter. And look, you kind of got two guys for the price of one. Van Ginkle worked with Flores before. He's very versatile. Also, they seem to understand the local connection. I mean, they get the Wisconsin guy. They got the Gopher guy. But, I mean, I do think that that's what it means, yes.
I assume that's what it means also. But let's play a little Vikings pipe dream here. What if they added Danielle Hunter to those three guys? You want to talk about changing your defense and changing your pass rush. That would be awfully impressive if, even though we don't think it's going to happen and it's almost financially implausible, we've been surprised before. It would be a very different look with all those guys back, all those guys on this team starting next year.
Yeah, for sure. And there is a gravitational pull of Minnesota to people. You know, like Anthony Barr shows up last year and like, oh, yeah. Like, you're back, huh? I mean, it does happen all the time. But, you know, I think when you look at, though, the defensive linemen, you really need a defensive tackle really badly. And somebody who can get toward, you know, the quarterback. They looked at Christian Wilkins. He got a really wild contract. Chris. He's great, but I mean, it was like 27 a year. That's a lot. But there's a guy like, you know, Sheldon Rankins, who's been around for a while, could get after the passer. So I think that they need to spread out the money still. They could use at least two more defensive linemen. Right, cornerback. Yep. There's a, you know, LeJarius Sneed rumor out there that they could try to trade for him. Exciting times when you actually have money to spend, eh? This isn't Michael Pierce, folks. We're playing in the big boy sandbox now.
Aaron Jones going into next year compared to the guy who – you know, until last year when he was hurt, and even he still had some games last year when he was healthy, he was pretty good. But let's say Aaron Jones for those 4 years when he was rushing for about 1,200 a year. How close is he to that guy?
At the end of the season, he looks like that guy. He is as shifty and clever and tough as any running back over the last 10 years. I mean, this guy averages 5 yards a carry for his career. That's like Adrian Peterson numbers, I mean, for yards per carry. So he is really special. I don't have to tell Vikings fans that. Like, he's demolished them for years. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. You can build play action off of him really well, and he can get out, you know, and catch the ball if he needs to. He's a special player. I mean, the big question really is how much is left, and also can he stay healthy? Because what we saw is how much is left appears to be a lot, but does that mean 17 games worth? I think if he gave the Vikings what he gave the Packers last year, and you have Ty Chandler, maybe draft the guy in the later rounds or grab one more veteran, then your running back room is way, way better than it was last year. But, I mean, we do have to be a little reasonable about the expectations, older running backs, you know, and so forth. But I still see a guy who really understands how to run the football, and somebody who is very difficult to take down. So he was special for them late in the season and into the playoffs. If the Vikings even get some percentage of that, it'll be a big upgrade.
Great stuff, sir. I'll be paying attention to Purple Insider all afternoon. We will talk soon. You know that.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Matt the caller. He's great. It's 33 past 2 on CCO.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We think we gave you a good stuff early in the show, first couple of segments on some sobering numbers on retirement and concerns that people have all across the age spectrum on how long they're going to have to work, how much money they put away, how much they've saved. That was the first couple segments. Ask Adam Anything, where I think we blended Bob Hope and Jack Nicklaus together. Is that a fair assessment?
We absolutely blended them together, along with Adam's affinity for smelling markers.
Yes, yes. He barely misses a store where, in a very creepy, uncomfortable, disconcerting way, he would go in there and stare at people and smell markers.
And feel
is
the paper.
Is any of that inaccurate?
No.
What I just said?
No. He'd check out the card stock, you know, just kind of feel, you know, rub it together in his fingers. Well, ooh, getting high off the fumes of some Crayolas, baby.
Meds are kicking in on him, okay? Then we had the House Minority Leader, Lisa Daymuth, on. Off the news yesterday, which we discussed extensively with Joe Freeburg and with calls and texts on what happened with a use of force expert, how Mary Moriarty used her, didn't use her. Information, was it shared all properly with the attorneys representing Trooper Londegren? And Lisa Daymuth, again, House Minority Leader, and other Republicans want her out. They want her to resign. So she made her case, and we had a lot of texts and calls on that. Jamie Yuccas, with her very unique voice today, fresh off the marriage. And now we're going to get to a couple other things. Jason will join us top of the hour. You want to explain liquid death to me, Dave Harrigan? Liquid death. We both saw this earlier. You sent me a story about it. Tell people about liquid death if they don't know what it is, and why it was valued yesterday at $1.4 billion. $1.4. And how about the investors? Among the investors, Josh Brolin and DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, just, you know, normal folks who apparently are hanging out together. By the way, it once in 2022 was worth $700 million. I think it's a pretty good run for this company called Liquid Death.
Liquid Death is water. It is a brand of water. 5-10 years ago, maybe it started. At least that's when I first heard about it. They've got the tagline.
I think so.
The tagline, murder your thirst. And I just went to liquiddeath.com because that's what you do. And you look at, you know, they've got, I've had their just regular plain old water.
I have too.
After, the first time I had it was after one of the triathlons I did, pat myself on the back.
Of course. What are you, Carter? You just had to work that in after one of my triathlons.
Well, I need to explain it because I need to set the scene because just as you were crossing the finish line, they hand you a banana, you know, a granola bar or something like that. And there were people from the Liquid Death tent handing out ice-cold cans. They come in cans, like 16-ounce cans of the water, and they were half to saying, have some water. We swear it's just water. It's just water. Because people were looking and thinking, I don't want a beer right now or something like that.
Right.
But, I mean, they've got flavors like cherry obituary, grapefruit, death dust, squeezed to death. It's very creative. But it's canned water that, in at least my opinion, is insanely overpriced. But apparently I'm wrong because they are now worth more than life itself.
Look up the controversy, with the Arnold Palmer drink. Remind me that. It seemed like they went way beyond, and we discussed this, maybe a year ago or so, when they were trying to come up with their own drink. Which basically was an Arnold Palmer, and it was fairly vicious. I think it was in the mortality area again. But honestly, are we just suckers? Is that it? Or are these guys geniuses that it's just water in a can with some flavoring? Yeah. And they're now worth $1.4 billion. We're doing a dopey afternoon radio show, and these folks just come up with death water, and other terms where 80% of the potential consumers are thinking, no, I don't want to have alcohol, and it's worth $1.4 billion.
It was
failures.
Oh yeah, tremendous failures. It was called the Armless Palmer. The threat of the lawsuit had them change it to Dead Billionaire is what they rebranded it.
That's gross, right? I mean, come on.
It's insane. And like the messaging on their cans, you know, they have these, you know, quirky little stories or some of how Liquid Death came to be. And it's completely ridiculous. It's meant to be a farce. But for whatever reason, they've found one heck of a niche.
Bravo. Airbnbs. Remember we talked about this? I think it might have been last year about indoor security cameras. I'm staying in an Airbnb right now. So I found banning the use of all indoor security cameras, which is an update to the policy. Previously, security cameras were allowed in common areas so long as hosts disclose them to guests before booking. They had to be visible and were not allowed in sleeping areas or bathrooms. This policy takes effect April 30th. Okay. Dave Harrigan is the homeowner, and he's got his place on Airbnb. We don't know each other. I rent your place out for a month. And you have your cameras all around. God knows why you would have your cameras around. Okay. Do you think, is there any part of you believes, because I'm now, and in this case you don't know me, I know it's a dream of yours, that you should be able to have your cameras on? Chad, I'm just going to tell you, I got cameras in the common areas. I got cameras in the bedroom. I have them everywhere. And that's just a stipulation. And if you don't want my place, see.
Well, first of all, speaking of the dream, the fact that I would even let you into my home when I was there, let alone not there, is that's crazy talk. That's Carter on markers talk. If I were looking for a VRBO, Airbnb, whatever, and they told me flat out, there is a camera here, there's a camera here, just so you know, I'm not staying there. There's absolutely no way.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a non-starter. If you're telling me you have one camera and it's only in the kitchen, well, I don't care. You can find somebody else to rent your place.
Yeah, I'm with you 1,000%. It was just it was the hypothetical. No. And I get it. You're both in this business transaction where at times you're going to be surprised. I will say for us with this adventure, it's been a 10 with the folks we've dealt with. Houses lived up to what they said. When we've had a few things, even when the Wi-Fi, the actual direct connect with the equipment here. When I reached out and said, listen, first few weeks, not an issue at all. It's glitched a little bit lately. He upped the speed. Anything else, they've been great. Doesn't always work out that way. And I get it's a bit of a leap from, hey, what I see in the pictures, to also now I'm the homeowner, and are these guys going to be responsible and reasonable? But no way. Cameras in the bedroom, cameras in the bathroom, no. You have to accept that you've made this decision, and if someone is at your house, they should expect that privacy. End of conversation, right?
Yes, and if they do something to damage your property, there's plenty of ways to go back and get that financial reimbursement. Have them take care of it.
You want to chime in on either one of these topics? Are you buying Liquid Death? Are you buying the power of the slightly flavored water and the phenomenon it has become? $1.4 billion. Bowing towards these folks for pulling off. And the indoor camera debate with Airbnbs. We'll get to both with Jason. If you want to chime in, you certainly can also. 651-461-9226 here on CCO. It's the exact opposite. It's not. I don't want to. I don't want these meaningless mentions.
So
I don't know if I'll be able to sleep. Well, no,
I get so many mentions on Twitter. It's just exhausting.
That's not what I said. Okay. Not even close to what I said.
A lot of off-air whining.
Are you staying at an Airbnb if there's cameras all around?
The more cameras, the better. That's what
you
I want.
You are an exhibitionist.
I prefer it. I feel most comfortable in front of multiple cameras.
Yeah. I mean, how many selfies would you take? I'm looking at your tweet today. No selfie. How come?
We're mixing it up. I always try to mix it up.
Okay.
You know, yesterday I posted, I think I put like a billboard graphic up. You know, I mean, I try to mix it up.
Well, that was after you showed a selfie of yourself at the math debate. Okay.
Yeah. Already hit my quota for the day. One was enough.
Yes. What do you think about your new competitor, Kristi Noem, going after
Prof? Oh, my gosh. I am furious.
I'm shocked.
Well,
surprise.
I know things are a little fast and loose in the Dakotas, but I cannot imagine that in Minnesota that would be legal. Right? Like, you can't have elected officials taking.
No.
Now, if she didn't get anything for that, like, then she's an idiot. And the Republicans should be like, what kind of, you know, business executive is this? Right. Forget it. Like, I hope she got all of those veneers for free. And if I were a cosmetic dentist in South Dakota, I'd be a little ticked.
Yeah, it's she had a biking accident or something and teeth fell out, knocked out.
Supposedly.
And she's bragging up Texas Smile.
It's funny.
And what they did.
Good for her.
I mean, are we really heading there with, like, reps and congressmen and governors, lieutenant governors?
I think at most states this is illegal. Like, you can't even, you know, if you wanted to take, like, Steve Simon out for dinner, like, I think you can't, like, spend more than $25 on somebody.
You don't think Steve can start touting, hey, I was at Manny's last night. Manny's is the best place around.
I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. No, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it opens up a lot
Plus, like, hey, stay out of my business, okay?
Yeah, we don't
Kristi?
Want the competition.
My gosh.
Hey, time to get 75% off installation labor on Infinity for Marvin Windows. Do it right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.